Well, my friends, on the fourth Sunday of Easter each year, we read one of the Gospels that refers to our Lord as the Good Shepherd, which is why this fourth Sunday of Easter is colloquially known as Good Shepherd Sunday. And I have to say, I'm feeling a little free right now because for the last 6 years, in addition to being pastor on Good Shepherd Sunday, I was also vocation director. And so this was the week that I had to preach. I got to preach about priestly vocations, and we're just going to take the Good Shepherd because it makes sense. We're just going to immediately apply it to the priesthood. And this is supposed to be pitch weekend for why you should be a priest, which is good. And if you're thinking about it, you should be. But when we do that, we kind of take a passage which has a much richer context and we apply it to just a practical need. We need priests. Okay, so I feel very free because now that it's not just about priestly recruiting, we can really reflect on this passage on what does it mean first before it would apply to priesthood, which is Jesus is the good shepherd, right? Jesus is a good shepherd. And he's not just setting up a softball pitch for us to get vocations, right? He's actually talking about something that's the core of who he is as our Messiah. Jesus is the good shepherd. There's, I think, 7 or 9 I am statements in the Gospel of John where Jesus says, I am, right? I am the bread of life. I am the door. I am the good shepherd. I am the way, the truth, and the life. I am the resurrection of the life. I am the vine. So it's 7, so there's got to be one more that I'm missing. But they're there, right? Jesus says, I am, like he's pointing to himself. I am this, I am that. I am the good shepherd. Not just a good shepherd. Not I'm being good, I'm good at being a shepherd. For Jesus, it's I am the good shepherd. And we have 3 characteristics that we can reflect upon today. First, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and mine know me. I'm the good shepherd. I know mine and mine know me. Jesus knows us, right? Like Jesus, the shepherd, knows us. He doesn't shepherd us as just a big group of humanity. He knows each one of us. He knows us personally, right? Jesus knows every single one of us personally, individually. Jesus knows me. He knows me, right? It's like when someone famous knows you, it's a little bragging rights, right? Like this famous, hey, they know me. Well, guess what? Jesus, who is God, who is the good shepherd, he knows me. I know mine. He knows us, each one of us. And he knows the trouble we get into, right? A shepherd knows, like, oh, this sheep likes to run over there and play in the thorns. That sheep likes to go looking for wolves, right? That sheep can't keep up, right? This sheep is showing off in front of all the other ones, thinking they're so great, right? He knows us. Like, look, if there's anything that we think about ourselves, about our hearts, about our lives, about what we do, that we think that somehow we hide from God, like, oh, God, yeah, good thing God doesn't know about that. Like, no, God knows about it, right? God knows about it. Jesus is our shepherd. He knows. We don't hide it from him. We can't hide it from him. He knows me. And therefore, he shepherds me personally. Again, not just as a group. I'm not just part of the group. Jesus personally shepherds me. He personally cares for me, right? I get personal care from the good shepherd. Jesus, who personally knows me and loves me, he shepherds me. He takes care of me personally. If ever in the church we feel like we're just part of the crowd, right? We feel like I'm not special in the church. I go to church. No one really knows who I am. I don't really know anyone. I don't fit in, but I'm just here. And I'm just part of the crowd. I don't have a special role. I'm not the priest or the deacon or a sacristan or an altar server or a lector or a Eucharistic minister or a greeter, which, by the way, can be a good number of those. Talk to me after Mass, right? But it is I'm just part of the crowd. I'm not special here. Like, without it being overly campy, Every single one of us is special here to Jesus. I'll be, and I've said this at other masses, like, I don't know everyone's names. There's a lot of names and a lot of faces, and if we only see each other for a couple minutes a week, like, I don't know everyone's names. But guess what? Even what I don't know as a pastor, as a shepherd, Jesus knows, right? Jesus knows. He knows. He's our shepherd. I do the best I can to stand in his place and to not get in his way too much. But Jesus knows, right? He knows us. He shepherds us. He takes care of us. The second characteristic of a shepherd in general is that a shepherd walks with the sheep, right? A shepherd walks with the sheep day and night, accompanies the sheep day and night, right? The shepherd is with the sheep, is living with the sheep. Our Lord Jesus is truly present here, body, blood, soul, and divinity in the Eucharist, present in the tabernacle, will be present in the consecration. We're going to receive our Lord in Holy Communion. But Jesus just isn't in church, right? It's not like we, how backwards would it be if like we as the flock, as the sheep, had to be like, all right, we're going to go visit our shepherd for 45 minutes to an hour on Sunday once a week. We're going to check in with the shepherd, and then we're going to go back and do our thing. And maybe that's the way a lot of us live our Catholic life, right? Maybe that's the way a lot of us live as Christians in the world, that this is our weekly check-in, right? Checking with the shepherd. Hey, you're staying out of trouble? A little. All right, we'll go to confession if you got into some trouble, but like just a little check-in. And then I'm going to go back and do my sheep thing, and the shepherd stays in church. Like, no, Jesus as the shepherd walks with us. He's with us every moment of every day, right? God is always paying attention to us. If God stopped paying attention to us, we would stop existing. We wouldn't even die. We would just stop existing. If God stopped paying attention to me, even for a millisecond, I would just blink out of existence. And so God is always attentive to me. God is always paying attention to me. He and Jesus is the good shepherd, is walking with us. Every moment of every day, Jesus is walking with us. He's not just in church. And we don't just come here to check in. Jesus is with me every moment of every day. And so to really live as part of the flock of Christ, right, as part of his church, to really be one of the sheep of this good shepherd, is we got to be attentive to like, hey, my shepherd's with me. Like Jesus, my shepherd, he's with me. I can talk to him. I don't know what to do. So let me ask Jesus. Like I'm confused about what to do, and I'm not really sure. Well, let me ask Jesus. I don't need to take a special trip to church to do it, because he's always paying attention to me. Jesus, I'm not sure what I should do. This person just said something to me and I don't know how to respond, but they're waiting for an answer. Jesus, you're my shepherd. Help me. Point out the direction. Jesus, I'm a little frustrated by this situation and I want to respond in anger, but I'm not sure that probably isn't the right response. Jesus, you're my shepherd. Keep me from getting into trouble, right? Jesus, my shepherd, is with me every moment of every day. And so, let's be honest, like how often do we pay attention to him, right? He's right there taking care of us every minute of every day. How often, even once a day, like even once a day, do we at least try at least once a day to turn back and be like, Lord, I recognize you're with me. Let me ask for help. Let me ask directions. Let me ask for how you can lead me. So the shepherd knows his sheep. He walks with them. And then we have Jesus, the good shepherd, lays down his life for the sheep. Right? He lays down his life. I am the good shepherd. A good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. A hired man who is not a shepherd and whose sheep are not his own sees a wolf coming and runs away. And the wolf catches and scatters. I hate to say it, eats the sheep, right? The wolf catches the sheep. But the good shepherd doesn't run away. Here's danger coming. What's our good shepherd do? He runs to meet it on our behalf.
Can it mean that he's going to get hurt? Yes. In saving us from sin, from the wolf of the devil, does it mean that he even died to save us? Yes. Jesus laid down his life for us, out of love for us. Our good shepherd laid down his life. He's not a hired man. He doesn't do it for pay. Hey, guess what? Jesus doesn't get paid to be our God, right? For Jesus, it's not a job. It's because he loves us. He loves us. I know I've shared this story before, but someone seeing what Mother Teresa did, all the work that Mother Teresa did, all the charity she gave, somebody seeing that said, "Mother, I wouldn't do what you do for $1 million." And she said, "Neither would I." Like, neither would I. You can't pay Jesus enough to be our God. He's not doing it as a job. So why is he doing it? Because he loves us. Jesus shepherds us because he loves us. Why does Jesus die for me personally? Jesus Christ died for me personally. Why did he do that? Because he loves me. Because he loves me. Because for him, I'm worth it. My salvation is worth it. To Jesus, I am worth his life, right? He's God, he's King, he's Lord, he's Shepherd, and to him, I'm worth his life. If we saw a shepherd, like a real shepherd, with a bunch of dumb sheep, and the wolf wanted to eat one of them, and the shepherd died in fighting off the wolf, I think we'd say that's a waste of a shepherd, right? It's just one sheep. You're probably going to kill it and eat it eventually anyway. It's a waste of a shepherd, but not for Jesus. Each and every one of us, in our own way, we're that dumb sheep. We wander into trouble. We go wandering into the wolf's den. And Jesus, our shepherd, comes to save us. And it means that he has to die. He's the one that is killed out of love for us, to save us. We're worth it. And so we need to know the great price at which we've been redeemed. Like, it doesn't cost nothing to be Christian. I know I said that, I think I said this in my homily 2 weeks ago, right? It's not free to be a Christian. It costs something. It costs the blood of the Son of God. It costs the death of someone that loves us. He died for us to be his people. And he came back from the dead. I have power to lay down my life and I have power to take it up again. He really died and he really came back to life. Jesus, our good shepherd, who does this out of love for us. So my friends, we're part of this flock of Christ. We're his sheep. He's our good shepherd. And so let's really pray with that, right? Let's really pray with that this week. Let's really consider it. One, Jesus knows me. Two, he's with me every minute of every day, not just when I'm in church. And so how can I be attentive to knowing he's with me? And three, the incredible value of what it means to belong to him, that he actually died out of love for me, so I can live out of love for him.